Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, it's just been a wonderful time, hasn't it? I like what's going on in the world these days. All right, there we go.
I don't know whether that's an evil cackle or a sarcastic cackle, but
yeah, there's so much going on.
We
got a great topic today. Well, all our topics are great, but tell us what we're talking about this week, Joan.
Okay, so tonight on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about the difference between the state of being and the state of believing.
Right.
So being is embodying, and believing is a state of faith, but you don't have evidence. So belief is in something outside of oneself, and being is coming from within.
Really important distinction. Very important distinction. Yeah. Yeah. It's important about understanding where you are in yourself and how you relate to your world. Yeah. Powerful stuff to talk about today.
Yeah. Now, we have some things to let folks know about how to connect with us deeper and beyond the show. But, Janet, don't you have a special shout-out for yourself?
Oh, yes. I wanted to thank and all my Facebook friends that I'm gaining and in my LinkedIn connections. Last week, we had a real influx of the British, and this week, it seems to be a lot of the Australians. So I don't know if there's a competition going on, but I'm enjoying it. And as always, for wherever you are in the world and you're connecting with me, I really appreciate it. And our expansion is getting out there globally. And we have a lot of friends from India now that we're involved with. So, you know, Canada, we could hear a little more. We haven't heard a lot from South America, but, you know, it's really fun to connect with people all over. So thank you.
So this Thursday, we have a conscious conference call on Thursday, April 21st. It is at 7 o'clock Pacific, which is 10 o'clock Eastern. And it is a great way for us to get up close and personal with you, for you guys to get up close and personal with us. If you're not anywhere in the world, you can't to see us face to face, you can definitely connect with us on the call. And people are finding it just a wonderful, blissful time. Janet drops you directly into heart space, and you have a great way to interact with us directly, talk to us one-on-one,
really,
kind of thing.
It's really a great place to develop your skill sets. So if you have any question about what accessing heart-centered awareness is about, that's the place to do it. We take that hour. We look at all our stuff, but we really want to make sure that you're getting the sense of that. And we can do that really well on that smaller venue. So wherever you are in the world, we appreciate you participating. And that's one way that time and space really don't matter. Join us if you can. And that's conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com is that address to connect to that.
Yeah. And you can also find that on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. And you can find it on the drop down menu. There's a whole page to connect to it as well. And keeping with my website, and then it'll be your turn, Janet. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can access my videos, my YouTube videos that I do twice a week. I also do a weekly newsletter and blog. You can sign up for that and actually get a free life purpose kit quiz when you do so, and it tells you exactly what your purpose is here, what your essence is, and why you are here, and how to regain your passion. I also have meetups around the Puget Sound. I have one in Lakewood tomorrow, Monday, April 18th. And I have one in Bellevue on April 24th and in Seattle on May 1st and Tacoma May 7th and University Place May 18th. So actually that's May 16th. You can find out more about that on my website by going to the joan-newcomb.com meetup. And actually one thing I haven't got down here, Janet, to share with folks is that I have a program on 12 weeks to transformation, and you can go there to rediscover your life purpose and regain your passion and learn how to navigate your life with conscious mastery. So find out more on my website, and I would love to guide you through transforming your life from head to toe.
I think sometimes mastery is an interesting word, because I think we're probably more clumsy than masterful about conducting life. So it's a great seminar, guys. Webinar to pick.
It's not a webinar. It's a personal. It's a private coaching program. But
there you go.
If you get the idea of if we're all in kayaks going down the river of life, wouldn't mm-hmm. Wouldn't be great to be more skillful? So if you're hitting white water, you find it exhilarating instead of terrifying, because you've got the tools and techniques to effortlessly glide past those boulders.
She lays it all out there for you guys. And then you can get a hold of, I do Conscious Conversations with Janet and Consciousness Playground here in Portland, Oregon area. And if you're local to us, you can do that on Tuesday evenings or Thursday afternoons. And you can get that through meetup.com. At either of those titles. And it's a great way to work one-on-one in a small group. And we just have a marvelous time. And we have stuff that really happens. And last night was particularly powerful. We had a different group going last night. But all groups are great opportunities. And it's about creating opportunities to look at your stuff in a friendly sort of environment that's supportive of who you are, and just play. We just play, and we get funny and silly, and we enjoy life. So that's the important thing. Or you can check us out on our what do we got? Blogs. We write weekly. Joan does a great one on Fridays. I do a one on Mondays, and you can sign up at janetandbeyond.com and find out that info. Get a discount for your first session. Get tips for enjoying life. So there's all kinds of different ways to participate, and we want to support you in your endeavors of being. And that's what we're talking about today, right? Is how
yes,
to be.
We are. And one last thing is, did you? I may have left the planet briefly while you were talking. So did you mention about Facebook and Twitter and groovy stuff like that?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, find us on Facebook. We are on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And join the group and join the fun. And we're also on Twitter at Joan and Janet. I am on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And I have a lot of fun on Twitter. So join us there. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube as well. We have the archive shows up on YouTube there. It's really exciting stuff. You can binge listen to us on YouTube. So we will be talking about being versus believing, but we have to stop for a commercial break right now. So stay tuned, because Janet will be taking us into heart space right after these messages.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and we're along here with Janet, and we are talking about being versus believing.
So what does that mean, everybody? What's the difference between being, the state of being, and the state of believing? And I think it's really important distinctions. And I guess what comes to mind is the I am that, you know, I learned about a long time ago is what are you is the being is immediate, it's internal. And then, I'm sorry, what we got? Okay, so. This thing is flying around here.
I'm going to jump in. With my big fat opinion.
Go for it.
Since I never am at a loss for those. So being, it's the state of being. Being in stillness, being in the present moment, being within yourself, the being that is the essence of who you are. So when you are being, you are embodying consciousness and you are being present. You are being aware, and you're coming from your own knowingness and your own wisdom and your own knowledge. It's also like being instantaneously connected to the cosmic internet, but the internet is within.
Right.
And believing, though, is this sense of faith, and there's kind of a feeling of it's something that is outside of your knowing. It's not concrete. And consciousness isn't concrete, but it's not concrete. But there's faith. But you're still stepping out into the void. You know, you're stepping out into that unknown, and that's an old mystical paradigm. And what it feels like to me is that it's not there. If you really want to experience believing as real, then be.
Yes. Well, why don't we drop into heart space and see if we can make it really clear from that positioning?
Okay.
I think that's a good way to do it here. All right. Let's see if we can gather the forces around us from within. All right, everybody. So whatever you're noticing, let's just put it aside for a little bit. Okay. Let's take this time to just gather here. And since we get really non-directional anymore in this, because that is the essence of being, there is no direction. It's all directions. Let's just make yourself aware. Invite yourself to notice the quiet within. So we can go for a heart, physical heart, and appreciate that it beats and that it is the sign of life within you. And then go for the emotional terrain, that definition of heart that's about how we feel about things emotionally, that makes up the essence of the field of unified consciousness. There you go. And just notice, observe, be grateful, not attached to what you're noticing right in this moment. And just let all the rest of it fall away. And don't judge. We have an inclination to want to judge who we are sometimes, and we have to let go of that. So just embrace that you can feel things and feel okay about having emotions. So you can have more than one at the same time. Most often, that's probably the way we always operate. There's the breath. And then just invite yourself to deepen into the core essence of all, which is what heart means also. This is the field you step into or become aware of, the infinite sea of potential, where you and I are one, where we are all just bits and pieces and bits of photons that have light, some biophotons that have some mass to them, and resonances and vibrations and information. And those form our stories, they form our patterns. And if you allow everything to be at this level, and that's where we want to play here, consciousness is light, full of energies. And it has this lovely ability to hold us. Feel the warmth, the support. And you'll notice there is no judgment. There's just warmth and support. So however you experience life in your sense of what that is, as consciousness, there is no judge. There's just being, because there is no time or space. Things just are. We are. I am. And you can kind of feel the outside of how you believe, the state of belief. It's kind of a jacket, maybe. So maybe take it off and allow yourself to notice yourself as a being. It kind of has collected impressions. There we go. There are no demands in this place. There's no doing in this place. Well, that's got a lot of shifts going to it, Joan.
I'm noticing that.
Yeah, that's nice.
What I'm experiencing is, it's kind of spelunking. I'm going, dang, this being stuff is really, really deep. faith is like going out there into the unknown. And the thing is that when you go deeper into heart space, you're actually going into it's not unknown, but it is maybe unfamiliar for some people.
Yeah. There's all kinds of different distinctions, you know, and language. But there's just the sacredness.
It feels delightful. And
yeah.
When you and I work with people and have them drop into heart space, they usually feel exhilarated. They feel buoyant is a very common word as well. And so for us, I think what we did just now is we went way beyond the Eckhart Tolle experience of being in the present moment. We're actually in getting that sense of beingness. Whoa. On a multidimensional, yes, level.
Okay, I just saw the hand touch the face of God thing. Which is a reference a lot of people might hold in this field, right? Is that, and that is you, right? It's us experiencing ourselves in beyond the limits of what we think we are. So just however you're noticing that, you, our listener, just enjoy. Kind of like beliefs are things we put on ourselves, right? Maybe what comes to mind is the difference between being naked and nude. You know, nudity is ourself. Naked is someone observing us often, I find.
And interesting.
So yeah. There we go. Or maybe it's the other way. It depends upon how you look at stuff, I guess.
Thinking of that TV show, Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah. Those people out there in the wilderness. So what it's like to just celebrate the quiet of being. We're so defined by what we do. so often. We're so busy. You know, I had someone here who said, hey, I don't have time for self-care. And I thought, oh my goodness.
That's a quick trip to the hospital.
You know, and I was just, I had to feel such compassion. I didn't have to. I felt compelled to feel compassion, or I felt compassion because of the way she'd organized her experience of life and what she was protesting against in being ecstatic in her joy.
Mm.
And then she couldn't allow herself that. She scared herself. So we handle all this in different ways. So, and then with consciousness technologies, it's the so what? So what if it was okay that you, how you notice stuff? What if it's okay that you could go beyond yourself? What if it's okay that you're unhappy and you're okay anyway? I mean, you know, you really start to play with these rules that we each set up, the games that we set up for how we're going to experience life.
Yes, I'm still stuck in back the issue about self-care.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of threw me in.
Right. Well, and you know what it is? Actually, it then threw me, you know, I have a very low maintenance body to start with. And, mm-hmm. you know, I can make it do lots and lots of things. And as it's gotten older over time, I have become more persnickety about what I eat. I had a health situation 10 years ago that caused me to change my diet, and which is fine. It's all part of, you know, we have, even if we have low maintenance low maintenance bodies, you know, at a certain time they become a classic car. So you kind of do want to check the oil frequently. But what I have seen with people in my time of working with them is if they don't take care of themselves, if they don't take care of their bodies, they do end up creating health situations so that they're in the hospital with people taking care of them. It's kind of like they set up a situation where they're forced to receive if and they're not caring for themselves.
Yeah, and it's not self-care in the sense of, oh, I have to do my nails. It can be that because that's time you take for yourself, but self-care in that you set your world up so that you realize that you are the most precious thing in it, that you honor yourself. That's the kind of level of self-care that we're talking about being. And so you can have your hectic day and you can be a martyr and you can do this and you can do that and you can still do it from a place of self-care. And it was just, I thought, in terms of being and believing in what had been showing up this week, because I knew we were going to be talking about this, and how that was revealing itself in these ways. Do each of us get it? That we are consciousness showing up as us?
Well, evidently not. You know, and how you be in the world is very evident in what you're manifesting in your life. So if you want to shift to manifesting a different reality, you have to be differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing about like the art of, the law of attraction stuff.
Yes.
You know, that where they talk about act like it's already real. And that's where you're, if you come from a place of being it, the acting helps you get there. But at some point, it's not an act. It is who you are. And you come into alignment that you realize, oh, I had to do that in order to get to this place. Right. Because what it is you are this. And you define that, whatever that is. And you act from that place. That's where you're acting from. So we tend to think that, oh, we have to do something. And it's really not. It's just a different way of looking at it. It's the inverse of that action.
Well, it reminds me of there's a recovery term on faking it till you make it. And you can, mm-hmm. you know, but who is that aimed for? That's aimed for people who have been very creative with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be up for an Oscar at the end of them. Mm-hmm. But they are having a real challenging time being in their bodies. And so to recover from whatever creativity they wrote into their timeline, they need to fake it till they make it. You know, Janet, when you drop into heart space and you instantaneously know that you're a consciousness, there's no faking it. That there just is. The beingness mm-hmm. is you're in that infinite space, and it already is.
Well, that's the power of state-based reality, all right, as opposed to event-based reality. Okay, if I do this enough, then I'll know at some point. That's event-based. If you shift to the state of being, I am it, now I'm just bringing my awareness to it, is different. It's a whole different positioning, and it is so powerful and simple. So think of something, any of us, you know, any listener, what do you believe in, and see if you are it. See if there's a difference. Or do the I am. I used to do this exercise a lot when I was younger, and it really helped me, because you just do a list of you write the statement I am and the blank, and I am and the blank, and you fill in the blank. And it's just a brain drain kind of thing. You don't have to sweat it. You know, there's no correct answers here. They're just answers. And so it's just I am, I am, and I am. And when I was really having challenging times because my illnesses were so decimating, I found myself doing it once, and I wrote, I am incredible. And when I looked at that, I went, where's that coming from? And I went, oh my God, I am freaking incredible. And it had nothing to do with anybody else. It was just self-recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And from that place, it just started to grow, because I recognized that that was somewhere in me, that was me, and that was separate from the things I wanted and the things I needed and the things I believed in. That was so powerful. We all have our moments, you know, and if you're not sure about yourself, just do that. It's a very easy exercise. So it's I am. Don't judge, just follow the statement. There's one you can do, I need, and follow the statement. And this is where need is essential, okay? In this exercise, what need means, it's essential to you. The next one is I want, and follow the statement. And the want is what enhances your life. It's not what's essential, it's what enhances your life in this particular exercise. Just write it all down. Don't judge. Then you go back and you look at it and you go, oh, okay, am I clear on what is essential to me? Am I clear on what enhances my life? Am I clear at what I am? It's a very effective tool to help sort stuff out. Eventually, what you come to realize is whatever you want is what you are, and that the distinctions all disappear. So I am becomes this incredibly powerful place. So that's the state of being that you're in. So, you know, we all have different ways of interacting. And, we are flipping amazing.
You know, I had two separate, not disharmonious thoughts going on when you were talking. And the second one, I don't want to lose the first one, but the second one was more like, you know, when you look into the face of a newborn baby and you sense that immense love. And then you look at a toddler who is only aware of their own world, and they are the center of the universe. And how delightful, but also what a potent human they are. You know, what an incredible creative energy. And to realize that we are still at our essence, we are that being that was, you know, that incredible bundle of love and that potent center of the universe. So that was one thing that was going through my head. And the second thing that she has come up over and over again is Anita Mirjani, who wrote Dying to Be Me. And she had this near-death experience, which is pretty significant, also because it was actually medically verified, the details that happened. And she had this experience of magnificence, that her magnificence, that we are magnificent, is the word magnificent, while she was out of body. And that was her motivation for coming back, to let people know we are magnificent. And that's, you know, when you're talking about friggin' amazing kind of thing, it's like, yeah, you're talking about that magnificence. And regardless of what's going on physically, what's going on in the story of our life, you know, we are magnificent.
And what if we just all live from that place, that state? So I'm going to invite listeners. Now, you may be just sitting there tranced out, having a good time. So in your mind's eye, just notice yourself in your chair and or in your slumber or wherever you are. And so just notice that. And then notice another place that comes to mind. And move yourself to that place, knowing that if you move to that place, things are different. You are different. And just see what happens. Notice how it feels, but make it real, because this is what we're always offering you. Realities, it's reality-based states. How do you hold yourself? And notice, I was just with a friend who's having a lot of knee problems. And she's on a cane, and she's having a real hard time moving around. And so we were talking, and I was getting information from her. And she had a great story, and she was telling me all the things that were going on in that. And I said, well, what if we could just relate to all that differently? And I was just playing with it and different things. And so I said, okay, the next step you take, she was standing there next to me, and she was just, I could see she was rocking in her boats because I was rocking in my boat. And I said, so the next step you take is different. Everything's different. And she hemmed and hawed, and she stepped forward. And I said, so what do you notice now? And she was having kind of a hard time processing because she was feeling different. And I said, everything is different here. And who you just left, the gal you just left, who's back there, she had all that story that organized that way, and it was lovely. But this one who's here, who you are now, things are different. And so we hugged, said goodbye. I got home, and she called me. And she said, Janet, I don't know what happened. She says, but I got out of the car without my cane. I walked up the steps. I'm in the house. This is freaking amazing. What happened? And I said, ooh, you look good freaking. What happened? She changed her state of reality.
Yes. And she didn't hold on to that story. She got to be who she was without her story.
Right. Now, the story, she can change. She can certainly change that again. But at least right now, both she and I noticed that she is something happened. And she couldn't, she was busy not noticing how it happened. And that's the key often, is things change when we're not looking, right? And we expect. And so we'll see. We'll get to see how this holds up for her and stuff and what comes into play. There was, of course, a lot of story there to play with. But we affected a change, if at least for the 10, 15 minutes it took for her to get home. So it's about being. It's not about believing. See, she believed her story. And we shifted her out of that. And that's what we do. We believe our stories. And they set our limits. That had nothing to do. That had nothing to do with how she was, who she was inside.
Yes, that's great. That totally great illustration Difference between believing and being.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the challenge is, and can be, and this is the, because everybody holds a different reality, is that she was talking of going to the doctor to get physical therapy. And I know I've had physical therapy for my stuff. What happens is that puts you right back into a medical belief system. Mm-hmm. And see, there that morphic field, it's a belief system about what is possible. And we know how you have to register things as a miracle because it's beyond your frame of reference when it's an everyday experience when you live like this. There is no miracle anymore. It's just your norm. Okay. We're all waiting to get to the place where the miracle and magic is the everyday norm. So how to for her to hold that, one reason for her to go will be to support her self-care, her nurturing, because that's nice. But does she need it? It may be because she the way she set her story up, it would be supportive. But you got to be really clear about those actions and what you're getting involved in, and respecting all those different states of belief and being. So,
sounds good to me.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So, what else do we notice?
Well, it reminds me of people I've worked with recently and had them, you know, try a new exercise that I had created. And they're coming from their old perceptions. So they think I'm telling them to do, you know, grounding or something. And so they're like, oh, I know this because I do martial arts. And it's like, I'm not talking about grounding. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about anchoring into yourself. You know, I'm talking about centering in the hologram. And that's, you know, when they're able to go, oh my goodness, this feels buoyant. Doesn't, you know, gravity is not increased. I don't feel weighed down by this. I feel like I'm floating. And I also feel more clear and more present. So that state of beingness outside of your preconceived notions, you know, if you're operating off your historical references, then you're going to feel like, you know, something ancient.
There is a buoyancy here, isn't there?
Yeah.
I could feel that. I had some thoughts that just came in and went. I'm like, huh, there's something there I wanted to mention, but yeah.
Well, that's what it's like being on a show with you, Janet. It's just, and when you bring us in heart space, I just see you on a giant rubber raft, you know, or actually one of those rubber donut things, you know, really. Rings thing, floating down, you know, the river and on a sunny day, and the river is moving very slowly, but it's this, just a sense of delighting in being, delighting in the moment.
Thanks. So what is it? There was something there. So let's just see what shows up. Something about belief and being. Something shifted in that. Okay, so it's just developing awareness. I think we might be introducing something new to some people and refreshing or reminding them of something that maybe got lost. You know, it is about how change happens in a moment. And, I know, but it was about processing. Well, see there, I was trying to get through all this stuff. Okay, we believe in process. Change happens in an instant in consciousness. It happens before you even thought it. It's already different. So that's something that people really empower, is the belief of process. Because it's kind of floaty and different when what you thought you saw, you would swear you saw, and then in the next moment it's not. And we can all be taken aback sometimes by, well, just a minute, that was there. Where did it go? But process is about control often. We want to slow things down. If I get too excited, and see, you can hear that from the childhood. You can't get too excited. We can't reveal. We can't show our feelings. We can't do these things. And everything is about sublimating and subverting and suppressing.
Well, actually, you know what you're talking about, Janet, too, is that this reality, we're viewing this reality through our pictures, through our concepts, and through our memories. Mm-hmm. And we're a veritable picture gallery of all these impressions. And processing really is like breaking down those pictures. You know, taking them out, looking at them one by one, and it's a little bit, you know, like dusting them off, you know, getting them out of your files, dusting them off, looking at them one by one. And when you're in heart space, when you're in consciousness, when you're being, it's beyond all those. I mean, it's that just instantaneously disappears. It's like being able to just hit delete and releasing all those unnecessary files,
there's no sense
getting rid
of
the cookies.
See, there's no need for control in consciousness.
Yes.
That's a human way of being safe and secure. And we don't judge control. I mean, everybody has it. It's just you want a fluid sense of control. You want to be able to have new experiences and still retain your identity, if you like, what is contained in your identity package. So, but we do want to notice how it's okay if things change in the moment. They do all the time, whether you're paying attention or not. So to artificially set up, okay, I only allow for change once a week on Tuesdays at 3:00. A lot of us are organized that way. And oops, I missed it. What did I miss?
That's when you're trying to control your external reality. You're setting it within a time and a date. Right. And, you know, which part of you wants to control?
Right. And so you have process because it slows it down. Yeah. So in just being and what that's like, free of, for me, that just gets, freedom gets involved because it's just expansiveness. And then you lose the sense of expansiveness because you're everywhere at the same time.
Yeah, there's no time or space. So
there's
no sense of distance or...
Those constructs just are just, that's all they are, is just, oh, well, okay, over there. They're just ways to hold focus, you know, because there is no placement if you don't have space. There is no time, or it's fluid, or it's whatever it is. So just notice about being. So then the question, I suppose, comes, well, I'm not doing anything. Interesting. So what if you just be and notice and allow your actions to come out of your inspiration, not being motivated by anything outside of you, by your beliefs. That's why beliefs are great, because they will motivate you from an outside place to feel inspired to do something. So you get to pick and choose those. So there's nothing wrong with the state of belief. Just you need to be aware of when you're in it. And most people, either there's no victim in being.
Yes. You know, when you're being, you're in that infinite, powerful space. And we're going to be, we're going to stay being, but we have to stop for a commercial break. So stay tuned, because we're talking about being and believing in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And we have been talking about being versus believing.
We be, Joan.
Doobie, doobie, doobie.
Yeah, you can really feel that. Oh, everybody, you're doing a wonderful job of it. And it's just your level of awareness. You always are. We are always consciousness. We're always in heart-centered awareness. And the only thing that changes is our focal point about it, right? This isn't something that's outside of us, and it's not something to believe in. It's something to be, is that you are consciousness. And what happens when you realign all that? That's why this is so very important. Is changing your orientation and realizing that no matter how much you pray, that's not going to get you to the state.
Except no matter how much you eat, no matter how much you love.
So it's so simple. It's just go within. Accept that you are. Now, some people hold a lot of judgments about who they are, and that's information.
Well, judgments, again, that's like viewing you. It's viewing yourself through pictures, perfect pictures, through expectations. And the rule of thumb is if it is limiting in any way, if it's negative in any way, you're judgmental or any of those things, you're not operating from consciousness. It's not consciousness. If it is expansive, if it is loving, if it is compassionate, if it is amused, amusement is a great rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. If you're, you can be amused at your own foibles. You can have, it's like having a great parental love for yourself.
It is such the cosmic joke.
Yes.
All right. I'm always grooving on the cosmic joke. You have to laugh at yourself. You know, I've been in so many physical experiences where if you didn't do that, what else was there? There was nothing else. So, in that moment, and I suppose that's the moment of surrender. So I probably have been had a lifetime of that and just didn't call it that. So everybody, just notice what this is feeling like and how this might, this moment, this 45 minutes could have totally changed your future because it's totally changed your present. And if you allow it, if you accept it as an opportunity, that it doesn't matter how you notice it, it already has happened. It already is. It already will be. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter. You just are. And what if this is the beginning of the most incredible period of your life? We'll put it that way if you want to do time. Because right now is an incredible time. We strain so much. There's no need to strain.
I'm enjoying all the pictures you're putting out and letting Doris Day waft through my head. What will be, will be.
Okay, sarah, sarah.
Yeah, you had an, there was another song that came through, but then straining brought a different image, which I don't think I'll mention on the air. Don't strain, just relax, let it go.
Yeah.
Right. Let it go, let it go.
Well, you know, you have to, that's what about being present is so important, is that you realize, oh, just let it go. Oh, okay. You know, and you don't know that till you get to that moment where you go, oh, just let it go.
Well, you know, that's a real strong component when you're connecting to the point that is stuck, fixed, and not moving, and then connecting to the point there where there's motion, you know, and you drop into heart space, and then the part that really makes it click in, the part where the wave collapses, is when you've let it go.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I think we should leave everyone here, don't you think, Joan?
I always think that's a delightful way to complete a Sunday.
Yeah. Definitely. So just enjoy. Go about your day. We'll give you our closing.
Go about your evening.
Yeah.
Unless you're listening from another time zone. Let me see.
Yeah, really. So, just this week, notice about being, the state of being. And notice your state of belief and the difference between the two. And if you have any questions, be sure and email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Or leave us a note on our Facebook fan page there, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
And you can also message us through Twitter at Joan and Janet, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube, Conscious with Joan and Janet. And just a quick reminder that my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there to find out all the wonderful things that I do. And you can go to Janet's website, which is janetandbeyond.com. And if you want to get up close and personal with us and talk with us, we are available. This Thursday, we are having a conscious conference call, Thursday, April 21st at 7 p.m. Email to join us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
We can get up close about this subject, the difference between being and believing. So, and whatever else is up on your radar this week. So we look forward to talking with all of you. And thank you so very much for joining us. It's been delightful.
Yes, no matter when you're listening, there is no time or space as consciousness. So you are helping to co-create this show in the moment, regardless of when you're listening to it. And we so value your presence. Your presence is a gift to us.
Totally.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan, and
I'm Janet. And have a wonderful week.
Tune in next week, same time, same channels.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.